Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hey, Julia here. If you'd like to grow your agency with a new free traffic source, we've put together a free resource for you called the Agency Traffic Blueprint, which outlines how you can acquire free organic traffic for your agency's website using Powered by Marketing. You can get that at getrubyrobin.com/blueprint or check the description of this episode for the link. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit Podcast. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. And today I have with me here Elena Herwehr of Artfresh. So Artfresh is a digital marketing agency which is based in Prince Edward Island. So yeah, really excited to have you here with us today, Elena.
Thank you so much, Julia, for your invitation, for your really a great chance to show what we're doing and talk about how we get to this journey. And I would love to be your host today and tell everything what we can do and what we did before, and love to share my experience.
Awesome. Well, to get started, I'd love to know what really motivates or inspires you as an agency owner.
I'm a fine artist in my background. I'm a professional fine artist, and I worked in Ukraine. Originally, I came from Kiev in Ukraine. It's 13 years ago. And then I always wanted to have my advertising marketing agency. I worked for over 12 years in most successful advertising agencies in Kiev, and I was an art director. And my passion to art, to creative work, design, always motivate me to do more and learn more. And this is how the idea to have open it was first advertising art studio when I came to Canada to start here business. It was my maybe the biggest motivation to have own business and to test your skills in the new country.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, very good. And then, yeah, so, you know, when you first decided to start Artfresh, you know, what was it like in those early days? What was that deciding factor that, all right, I'm gonna take the plunge, start an agency? And, you know, how did you bring on those first few clients?
The idea came to me when I was still in Ukraine and when I still work. And I think I can do more just to be an art director. I wanted to take more responsibilities. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be creative director. I wanted to be a manager. I wanted to take journey of an entrepreneur. And this was my maybe biggest motivation when I started thinking about to make my own project. I came up with the name Artfresh. It was back already 15 years ago. And all my ideas in the studio was based on do design and artwork. I'm a fine artist, so my love to graphic design, to fine art, it was always my biggest motivation. And it was Artfresh branding studio, like art studio. So I created my website, and this is how it started in Ukraine. And after I met another guy who was creative in copywriting, and we think, okay, maybe we can complement our skills. Mm-hmm. And such way Artfresh born in Ukraine. Before I moved to Canada, and it was just like, say, us two, and we were kind of like self-motivated, inspiring each other, creative people. And when I came to Canada, after I said, it's really interesting, maybe I should start my business here and see how I can go further, because I wanted to be not just a fine artist, I wanted to have a team. And the copywriter in that time, he said, no, you know, I love to be just copywriter. I don't want to any business. I go further. So I just had my name, ID, and just motivation and a lot of maybe energy to start this business from scratch without business partners. And such was bored when I came to Canada. I said, I will test my skills. I will see how good I can be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And this is how this idea born, actually.
Okay, very good. And then, so how did you bring on those first few clients?
This was really hard and tough. First, yeah. I had a lot of people who know me and who like to work with me in Ukraine. And when I came to Canada, some clients said, doesn't matter where you are, we can work remotely. And this actually was one of the inspirational maybe idea, is that my clients don't necessarily to be in the same place where I'm located now. So I work remotely with clients from Europe, with clients who after recommendation came to me from the US. And then, but still I was focusing on the Canadian market because I'm new here, and it's really was hard to start because nobody knows you. So Right. Marketing, what I had to do for ourselves, for my skills, for what we can do, it was really first things where I was focused on. And it was a very inspiring, maybe fast news. I created ArtFresh self-promotion campaign. It was 2013. And I was brave enough to send my work to Summit International Award competition in Boston in the US. And I received a bronze award. I was really impressed.
Because very nice.
I had a lot of awards when I worked in the advertising agencies we received from the European competitions.
Yeah.
But North American market, it was new completely. And I was thinking, I really want to test my creative skills, design skills, and send my artwork. So it was a great surprise and big motivation when I got this award.
Yeah, definitely. And then so that was a good way to kind of get your name out there. And then did that spark some client relationships from there?
Yes, this has helped to build credentials, helped to build the name, and people started look deeply who we are. Like I was just only one person first, but after I realized that marketing, I need to attract other people who have different skills, and I have to build my team. This was my really strong focus in the beginning, and then I found a marketing expert after web developer. So we step by step started grow our team, and such way people see our work, what we do here for local clients, what we did before in our portfolio, and such way step by step slowly we will get to the point when people trust us and they think the name is interesting, ArtFresh. Let's see, maybe they can have fresh ideas for us. And companies local who were really for a long time working with other agencies, they said, we would love to see what you can do, what you can offer. Because we're in the same market for years, but maybe you have different point of view, you can help us. So this is how we started develop our customers base.
Love it. That's awesome. And then so fast forward to today, what does your lead generation strategy look like now?
First of all, we continue to participate in different competitions. We always grow our skills. Right now, we have to this day 21 awards international.
Wow.
For creative designs, you can see behind me a lot of awards. I'm also is a member of Italian, it's a jury, grand jury board in Italy, and it's called A Design Award and Competition. And this is awards what I received, it was like a jury member. So it's international design competition that takes place every year. And a lot of chances to see the best designs in the industry. So this is keep us up to age and sharp to develop our skills further.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great point. That's really interesting to hear that you participate in so many competitions and that you've won so many awards.
And just a deep answer to your question, actually. So the lead generation, the best strategy, I would say, is your work and your happy clients. Because people who already worked with you and they like what you're doing, as they can recommend you, it's one thing. But another, we need to promote and show what we can do that people can see. So we use social media, we use online advertisement, different channels. So this is how we can spread the word about who we are and what we do.
Very good. I love that strategy. And then, so how do you maintain happy clients so that they're going to, you know, hopefully just continue to bring in those referrals for you?
We try always, it sometimes happens, sometimes not, but we try to exceed expectations of our clients because we always open and we do extra miles. We go extra miles for our clients because we know how important to bring results to the people, who came to us. Especially it's a business to business model. So we need to make sure business can grow, our clients' business can get results, return of investment, and grow their value and brand. Because when we see results, this is where we can see our work was done properly. So this is the best motivation, exceed expectations of the clients.
Yeah, I love that. So you just do a really good job of managing those expectations and then exceeding them on your end.
Yes, yes. We always have a goal.
Yeah, I love that strategy. That's great. And then, so what would you say has been the biggest overall challenge that you've had to overcome as you've grown ArtFresh?
The first challenge was understand the new market because I worked for 12 years in the European market and it's very different. It's a different mentality, different behavior. So to learn the North American markets, the clients, advertisement, communication, marketing, it took a little bit time.
Yeah.
Because the tools are the same, but communication and strategy, how you do this, it's different. And even if you talk about design, if you see big companies, they have big brands like Kimberly-Clark, we work in the European market and always the products like Kimberly-Clark Hugs or like Kotex, they always have different packaging design for European market and totally different in North American market. So the difference in design, in taste, in colors, even preferences, it's a lot what you need to learn to understand the consumer.
Yes, absolutely. And the industry is constantly changing and evolving as well. How do you, work to stay current?
We have to be up to age with everything what we're doing because marketing tools changes, different options come up, different strategies you can use, like online advertisement is developed very fast. You can see new opportunities, but the key, say the basis, what is important to understand is that what we focus actually in our business to create the right business, unique value proposition. If you don't have a great offer, doesn't matter how much or how much you invest, how many tools you use online or offline, digital marketing doesn't matter because this is will be wasting of the budget and you won't get results. So understand that your offer is really valuable. Is it up to age to this market where you want to go? This is great. And most businesses who come to us, we started with analysis of the business offer. This is the first step. And after all these changes, advertisement settings, rules, strategies, what can offer a different YouTube channels, Google AdWords, other, this is come later because this is already kind of like the tools what is not consistently provide you what you need, so it's all time changes, but for the results, to get results for the business, you need to understand the value of the proposition enough to promote it, enough to use all these tools, enough to understand what you use for this business or don't need to another business to use.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And then so how do you differentiate yourselves from other agencies?
We focus not only on marketing or graphic design or web design. We're not just service providers. We look at the deep roots of every business who come to us, even if they said we need just website refreshment. So we look at the business offer in the business model and we work with the product. With the product, which can be the service, it can be the product, you can buy in retail. Mm-hmm. this is important. What we do differently, we look deep to the roots and we can see if we can help this business, if the expectation of these clients is realistic, and after we started work. So we look from the bottom line, see, to get results, what business is provided. Is it offer, is it product up to age? What is the competition? So this is analysis, like 360 degree, we say, analysis of the product, of the market. So who you are in this market and why people have to buy from you, this is critical important for every business. Doesn't matter what you sell.
Yeah.
And this is what we're working on.
And then, so say you have a prospect who comes to you and they say they want, you know, say social media management, for example, and, but you're able to kind of see, like, maybe that's not what they need. Like, maybe they need something else. How do you kind of handle that situation?
We always open, and we don't tell the client just like we can do this work and don't look at the deeper level. We always said we do analysis and said this is, we can do social media, but maybe you right now need to do investment in different things. Maybe your channel is not social media right now, what can generate for you most profit.
Yeah.
Think about that, you can do investment smarter and can get better results and return of investment. So we always show the client the wide picture after we understand their product, their offer, their situation current with business. Mm-hmm. We provide recommendations. It's up to client if they want to be like go deeper and get results. Sometimes it can take a little bit longer than just running advertisement. But if you strategically do right decision, you will get results for sure. And you will have easy and more, say, secure business. Because pandemic right now, recession, it's really hard for every business. And you need to be very conscious with your investment, with your marketing strategy. So we always tell truth, not just like, okay, we can do for you social media, it's so fantastic, you will get like advertisement, you need to invest so much per month. It's maybe sometimes not the right decision. And sometimes if the client said, oh, no, I just want to do social media, we can say that you won't get results. Because the first question what we ask our clients are, what are you looking for? What is your goal? What is your business goal? What is your financial goal? And based on understanding how to get to this point, we offer the solution. So it can be different than just social media.
Yeah. No, I love that. Yeah, I think it's so important to not just be an order taker and really, you know, consult the client and dig deep and find out what their goals is and coach them along the way to figure out what that solution is for them.
Yes, because this is most important. It can save not only budget for the client, it can save time and years. Not be disappointed or say product have to be changed 2 years before it's happened and you just lost your market completely, like happened like say Nokia. They did not consider about smartphones that this will be the future, and they lost huge market. It was 80% of niche market for cell phones back like almost 20 years ago.
Yeah. And another thing is, you know, if you're just kind of taking, you know, what they come to you for without kind of consulting or digging deep in as well, they'll probably churn because they just won't see those results anyway. So it's not really in anyone's best interest to work with a client like that.
Yes, because, you know, one point of view can be on surface and you can see if this is you need promotion, this is you need to be like your brand awareness need to be like pop up. But it's not really maybe your business need right now. Maybe you need to focus on different things. Maybe you need to focus on your extending of your product line or services instead of pushing something that is already not really up to age, to this market, to this client's maybe demand. So something can happen that people really need to look outside of your business and see, like, independently, get advice, is it the best way to go right now for this marketing?
Or not? Yeah. So what is your five-year goal with ArtFresh? I'd love to know what your five-year plan is and your goals are.
First, to develop our skills, because we grow as well and we learn as well a lot. keep tracking with all information what happened in the marketing, what is the best technologies, like what is the, how market changed, what is people looking for. So we need to be really up to age with everything what's going on in the market, in the technology, what is right. The future looks like. So this is like our goal number one and always will be, because we want to grow and we want to be not only relevant to this situation in the market, but we also focus on the creative solutions, how we can do this in more effective way, in more efficient way, mm-hmm. that save money and budget for the clients, that they get faster results. So this is most important. And we, of course, we grow a team, and we love to have more people creative joining us. So this is another goal, to have the most professional, experienced, and self-motivated creative folks in our team. Because doesn't matter like where our team is, we work remotely, and we always appreciate talent and smart thinking, people who as well want to develop on skills mm-hmm. and patient about what they're doing. It's this is like patience was in my nature when I started the business, and I love to work with the same mind, with like-minded people who have the same motivation in their area of expertise. Mm-hmm. And of course, we want to grow to other markets. We are in North America based, but we love to work with Europe. We work a lot, so increase our customers base and have work with most say innovative companies, with companies who want to grow, and we love to help them.
Awesome! I love that. So yeah, we are going to be moving on to the fast five here in just a moment. So I'll have five rapid fire questions for you coming up. But I'd love to know if you have any, you know, final thoughts or words of wisdom before we move on.
I would say if you're really patient about what you're doing, if you love marketing or design or any other, like copywriting, maybe if you talk about marketing, like creative area, mm-hmm. follow your passion and don't stop learning. This is very important, because if you say I'm great, I have a worse, or I'm this and I'm just, I know everything, is wrong way, because life changes so fast mm-hmm. and you have to not only prove your skills, you have to be up to age, because life is just speed up and you really need to be in your profession up to age to be competitive. And doesn't matter, are you an entrepreneur or you are an employee or you just like a freelancer, you just a specialist, expert, you need to be valuable. And the market changes, so you always will be up to age and you will have more opportunities when you have really developed skills, experience, and you are open to change, you're open to be innovative and learn.
I love that. Yes, be a lifelong learner. Just keep learning, stay humble. And I agree 100%. It's so important as an entrepreneur.
And another, just a couple of words, say that when you're patient about what you're doing, you will love to learn. Mm-hmm. You never feel that you have to be pushed by somebody else, because it's come from your nature. And you have freedom. When you have an entrepreneurship, it's hard life, but it's so much freedom that you can develop your skills and you enjoy every minute of your life, even if it's hard, if it's challenging, but you still love it.
Exactly. Yes. It's not the easy path, but it's the most rewarding.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to move on to the fast five now. So I have five rapid fire questions for you. Are you ready?
Thank you. Yes, sure.
All right. So first question, what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
I think the biggest impact, not just only me, but for a lot of entrepreneurs who before were employee and were specialists, it was The Entrepreneurial Myth, the book when you...
Is it The E-Myth?
Yes, I just... I forgot the author name, just come up. The Entrepreneurial Myth, about that you started business like you're a skilled employee, like you professional. The lady liked to bake bread, like, and make oven bakery, but yep. She didn't realize that she should be different, that to be an entrepreneur, it doesn't mean that you have to be the baker. It's totally different. It's about management, it's about the team, it's about finance, it's about a lot of marketing things. So this is really mind shift making book for everyone who wants to start their own business.
Yes, such a good one.
Recommend it. Yes, it really was big impact for sure.
Awesome. And what does your morning routine look like?
Usually I start with a lot of concentration work. Like my day start like work day at 8 o'clock every day, and most time I just try to make most complicated, most like focused work thinking in the first hours, say before 11, because this is most time when you can do most productive work actually. And this is what my focus always. Sometimes this can be changes with meetings, clients, but most time this is what like my morning. Like I have to be creative, or like we can write text, we can discuss something with my team, but it's just important to have these most productive hours in the morning. So this is routine plan.
Awesome. Love it. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
No, I can say that I follow somebody like exactly, but I have three persons that I really admire and I really learn, and I really think they great in what they did. Jack Welch, of course, it's an entrepreneur of 20th century. He's a CEO of General Electric. He already unfortunately passed away. But when you read about his life story, how he became the best manager and why, it's very impressive. He was really brave and wise things what he did in the company when he came. And it was in not really good position business in that time when he became a general manager. Actually, he came from the, specialist level, and he grew to the general manager of the company for years. It's a very impressive story. Like I really admire what he's doing.
Yeah.
Also, I can say Steve Jobs, he was really not easy manager to work with, so like if you are an employee.
Yeah.
But how much he motivated and how much he did for the business, even being fired and came back later, and how he make Apple company really great, what we have now, business is just amazing. He's not living anymore, but the company is still growing, and it's really impressive results of his work and his as well. No, Warren Buffett is another person whom I admire because it's wise, it's human qualities. It's about how he communicates with his clients. It's really amazing. When he met with this report, annual report, finance for their investors, how he deliver all the information in details, huge reports, what he write regularly. It's very impressive how he cares about own clients. And how honest he is, how he is like explain every detail, and people really see that they can trust him. How he builds this trust, and it's really impressive. So I think the three person what I can name for me is just like I say, great example of how should be CEO.
Yeah, I love that, and I think it's so true. You know, it's people first at the end of the day, and you've got to treat people with respect and kindness, and and then of course, you know, grow your business as well, but don't sacrifice that in the name of making money.
Yes, and exactly, it's not just managers; they are leaders. This is more important because it's help business to grow and build trust for the team. That team knows that he is honest, he is respectful, he understands their needs, and he does the best that help these people grow as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of like a freedom and a motivation for people to develop own skills. And I think it's most important part than just to making money or like how much you will make, even for employee, because you will become better than you have been before. And this is motivation. Yeah. I think it's really make a huge difference for everyone in the company. And the result will feel the consumer because they will see the product is totally different level has.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. And what is your favorite online tool?
No, I kind of say that I have a lot of online tools, but I like it. If you talk about marketing tools, or do we talk about organizer? What kind of tools do you mean?
Well, you can choose either. Whatever tool you'd like to recommend that, you know, makes your life easier and that you enjoy using.
No, I see organizing, like my organizers, what I use, it can be an option. But, you know, if you talk about more like, say, online tools, I love LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn like platform, because you mm-hmm. can communicate with like-minded people. And a lot of people with whom I work, a lot of people with whom I have friendship, it's interesting, they came from LinkedIn. It's really interesting, because sometimes people said it's just wasting time, like social media. And I can't say that I'm very often or invest a lot of my time in LinkedIn. But connections, what you can build there, and how you can reach other people, like mm-hmm. is amazing. On professional sense, and I think I would recommend everybody, if you want to develop your network, focus on LinkedIn, because you can meet and invite and connect with people from far away, and it can be like-minded people and inspiration. I have a lot of examples in my year. It's really impressive. This is maybe my favorite tool.
Very good. Love that. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
I can tell that would be very important for everyone who wants to start own business, especially if you came from the background of a specialist, like I came, I'm an artist, I never had been manager. Mm-hmm. You need to understand market. You need to understand what is the biggest problem or demand in the market, what you are interested in. So start business not based on your skills, like it's very often happened, maybe 90%, maybe more. Focus on the problem and demand of the market that you can respond and you can fix and you can help to solve. And after this, build your business around this. So don't
love that.
This from the point that I'm fine artist, I know how to do graphic design or like a web design or like mm-hmm. I know you need to understand what problem people need to solve, and it's most maybe hardest problem, maybe most complicated problem. And if it's this problem is more complicated that you can solve, you can be more, say, higher than your competition, because
yeah.
you can put your fee level and you will be valuable. You really not like another company would provide marketing services or another company like bookkeeping, accounting services. No, you need to understand why people come for you and what they will value. If you know this, your business will fly, because you can really, you don't need to invest a lot in advertising and marketing. You just need to tell what you do and how you help, and people will come to you.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to invest that time to learn sales as well, because it's not something that comes second nature to every person. And really, you know, studying those sales tactics and really, you know, knowing your pitch, how you're going to be communicating your offerings
yes.
to prospects is so important to really dial in.
Yes, because when you can sharpen your skills like professional with your expertise, but you still need to understand why this person came to you and what is the problem behind. It's not about just they need to run Facebook advertising or social media. They
yeah.
need clients, they need to increase sales, they need to grow business. And this is how you can help them in this journey. We'll understand how you can position to your client, how you can communicate like your marketing messages, how it should look like, and
mm-hmm.
how you can find people, because right now market is so competitive, highly competitive, and it's getting
yes.
more and more competitive. So if you say just how great you are in your website, it doesn't help you to grow business.
No.
You need to understand what is the problem people you can solve, and you need to really communicate that you understand this problem.
Yeah.
And solutions that can guarantee result, not just like we're doing something and you're getting something maybe someday.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's really, really great advice. And just, be able to uncover what those pain points are with your prospect and then figure out a way to address them.
Yes. And based on this, build your business. Based on this, you understand what services you can provide, how can provide, and who will be in your team for these services.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Elena. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. I really enjoyed learning about your journey of starting ArtFresh. So thank you again for joining me for today's episode.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.